it's time to get you ready for football.
Yeah.
Scott Zolak joins us this morning. It's Friday morning football with Zoe. He's on the air. Good morning. Hey, Zoe, how you doing today?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Would you, find every cut or every highlight where I lost my mind?
Just my favorites, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I like those. Those are the best.
Okay, so first things first. We got to take care of what happened last week. What was wrong last week? Was it them or was it us?
Oh, it was everything. I told you that in the hallway. I think it was just one of those days, and you have those days. Offensively, you didn't come out any sense of urgency. They kicked you in your teeth. You couldn't throw the ball to the outside.
Yeah.
Gronkowski, I think, only had 4 targets, 2 catches for 15 yards. And then defensively, you made you let Blake Bortles play like he's the league MVP.
Yeah, really?
Blake Bortles, man.
Okay, so we got...
That's good, though. They're good. That's a good football team.
But it is.
They are good.
Is that going to be the best team we're going to face all season, you think?
Yeah, I think they're going to be the... You know, they remind me of the... Remember the Ravens of a couple years ago?
Sure, yeah.
They could run the ball. Flacco could throw some passes on the outside, but their defense was really, really good. You know, they sort of remind me of the Ravens about 5 years ago.
Is there anything to, like, you think Belichick doesn't want to show too much this early in the season, too? Because he's like, we'll deal with you guys when we have to.
I don't think they know what they want to do yet. That's the thing. I think it's still a thing. He always talks about September being extensions of the preseason.
Yeah.
And I just hope we don't have another one of those on Sunday night.
Yeah, really, seriously. Okay, so are we going to see Josh Gordon?
Or as LBF likes to call him, Josh Groban.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to bet, I would say yeah. Because, like, why else would you go get the guy? Now, I'd just throw him out there in a hot, put him in a huddle and let him break the huddle just so Gronkowski doesn't get double or triple covered. Because then you got to start covering other guys.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem now.
Okay. So. Yeah, take a little pressure off of Gronk and things like. Okay, so look, how good is this guy?
How good, too? Gordon?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a freak. I remember calling that game in 2013 when. Yep. He had that 96 catches, 1,600 yards, and he ran away from Aqib Talib. He had like 11 catches for 174 yards or whatever the hell it was. It was he's a freak, man. I mean, when it's right, it's right. Problem is, I don't know if he'll ever be able to get that again or get 80% of that.
I know, right?
Yeah, really. Seriously, LBF's got a question.
Oh, yeah, so that Ian O'Connor book, Belichick, The Making of the Greatest Football Coach of All Time, they said that Tom Brady would divorce, quote-unquote divorce Belichick if he could. What do you think about that?
I think that's a strong word.
No man likes to hear that word.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a word you never want to hear. You never want to hear the D word. Some people don't ever want to hear the C word.
F-word's a fun one, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I think ultimately what we learned, though, is after you're together for 18 years, I guess you do have disagreements. You do have dust-ups.
I know.
Tell me about it.
I mean, what happens? All these books come out, all these articles come out, and they end up going to Super Bowl. That's all they do. I think so.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Okay, so
yeah, what are we going to see this week? You think the defense can rebound a little bit? I know we still have a couple guys.
They looked lost out there last weekend.
Yeah, I want to see Matthew Stafford 2 weeks ago when he threw 5 picks against the Jets. I mean, did you guys see Cleveland last night? By the way,
yeah,
yes. What about that? How do you feel about it? Feel good about it?
I feel great about it. Thank God they got 10 days till their next game. They're going to be so hung over for 3 days.
That was all that free beer.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, nothing like free Bud Light. Woo!
Okay, so no, free water. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't say that, did I? Okay, look. So
I'm
basically, what's that? 634 days between wins or something like that. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess 6 Marvel movies have been released since the last time they won a game.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay,
wow.
Okay. So that's give really us a final, final score for Sunday night.
34-17.
Once again?
17.
Yeah, could you do that again?
34-17.
34-17. Okay,
good.
So he's got confidence in it. Okay.
Very confident.
We'll talk to you next week, man. Have a good
All right, see you guys.
Okay,
thanks,
Zoe. Okay, there's Friday Morning Football with Zoe right here on the Lorna Wadi Morning Show.